Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a moment to step back together as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day. Yom Shlishi, the fourth day of the month of Iyar, the 19th day of the Omer. Today is Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day for all those who have fallen, Israel defending the state, as well as victims of terrorism. Israel, they've already turned the page. Yom Revi'i, the fifth day of the month of Iyar, where it is now Yom HaTznot. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings in his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all of their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and hours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, the Nomar, Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Shiner, the Palm Beach Synagogue in Palm Beach, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Shiner's remarks, he will lead us in the recitation of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our incredible Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Shiner will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us during that time can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Finally, please, as we did yesterday, continue to keep in mind Yitzchak ben Devorah, and all of those who are in need of our collective tefillos for a refuah shleima. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shiner.
Thank you, Naftali, and good afternoon to all on this very important and sacred day of Yom HaZikaron, as we're still observing it here in the Galut. This week's Torah portion, one of the two Torah portions, is Kedoshim. And it begins with Daber el Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe is instructed by Hashem to gather the entire nation of Israel and give them the commandments of this week's Torah portion. And Rashi right away asks, why is this Torah portion spoken to the Jewish people Bahakel with gathering all of the Jewish nation? We know there were only four times that Moshe gathered the entire Jewish nation. One was, of course, at Mount Sinai, at Matan Torah. Second one was at Hakamas HaMishkan, when the Mishkan was erected. And the final one was Parshas Nitzavim, when Moshe gathered all the Jewish people to make the final bris, the final covenant between him, between the Jewish people and Hashem. And in those three cases, it's understandable why the entire nation was gathered. But why in this week's Torah portion? The fourth instance. What is special about Kedoshim? And Rashi says right away, because Rov Gufei Torah Teluyim Ba, the vast majority of the essence of the Torah, the Gufei Torah, the fundamental principles of the Torah, are Teluyim Ba, are dependent, are hanging in this week's Torah portion. And the simple understanding is that there are many, many commandments in this week's Torah portion. There are 51 commandments in Kedoshim. However, there are Torah portions that have more than 51 mitzvahs, like Mishpatim has 53 and Re'eh has 55 and Emor has 63. So why would this be the Torah portion that Moshe gathers the entire Jewish people? And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that the word that Rashi uses is not that the majority of the principles of the Torah are included or contained in this week's parsha, but teluyim ba, they're dependent on this week's Torah portion. Why? Because the Rebbe said what is so essential in a Jew's observance of the Torah mitzvahs is to remember Moshe Rabbeinu's words, Kedoshim Tiyu, you are a holy nation. Every single Jew is a Kadosh. Every Jew is a holy, Ki Kadosh Ani, because you have a Chelek Alakami, Malmamash, a part of Hashem in you. And when a Jew understands that he's not just an ordinary human being, he's Kadosh, he's holy. He was put in this world for a holy purpose. This is the way a Jew connects to his Torah mitzvahs. And if you could speak to the entire Jewish nation, what would be the most important message to tell every single Jew? Kedoshim Tiyu, you are holy. And if there's ever a day that we see the holiness of the Jewish people, it's today. When tragically we remember 25,644 victims of terror, IDF soldiers, security forces who gave up their lives al Kiddush Hashem, Jews, young men, brave soldiers who voluntarily went to serve in the army willingly, knowingly that they're risking their lives and ready to lay down their lives al Kiddush Hashem to protect Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. There is no rational explanation to Mesirat Nefesh. It doesn't make sense. It's not hegyoni that a person should give up his whole life. The only explanation is you are Kadosh. We have a neshama, and the neshama transcends logic and transcends understanding. And indeed, the story is told about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, when a Talmud once asked him for permission to leave the yeshiva to travel up north to Tzvach to pray at the Kivrei Tzadikim, at the graves of the holy righteous Tzadikim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, why don't you do what I do? I don't travel up north. I go here to Har Herzl and I pray at the graves of the young soldiers who gave their lives. They are the Kedoshim and they have the Koyach of Tefillah to bring Mispalel before Hashem, to be a Melech Yosha, to bring down all the brachas. And that today we have the inspiration of the Schusim of these Kedoshim, the literal holy martyrs who gave their lives al Kiddush Hashem. It is not just something that we remember, but it's something that's mechayev. It obligates us to say, if they gave up their whole lives, what will we do to live al Kiddush Hashem? And to remember that every Jew is a Kadosh, and we've seen the Kedusha of the Jewish people over the past 2.5 years. We've seen the Kedusha of every single Jew. And to have more Achdus and more Avas Yisrael in order to merit the ultimate Geula. Just conclude by a fascinating fact, and that is that, you know, when you think about those who are remembered today, you would think that the list begins in 1948 at the War of Independence. But the truth is that the first person listed, remembered at Har Herzl, is a Jew by the name of Avram Shlomo Zalman Zorof. Avram Shlomo Zalman Zorof was killed in Yerushalayim in the Jewish quarter in 1851, 175 years ago. And he was a Jew who at the age of 25 with his wife and 3 kids came from Lithuania, made Aliyah to strengthen the yeshuv in the Jewish quarter of Yerushalayim. And he saw that there was one Ashkenazic shul that was known as the Churva shul because it was in ruins. And the money used to buy that shul and build it was borrowed from the Arabs and they defaulted on the loan and it was taken back and there was no Ashkenazic shul. And so he traveled to Cairo and convinced the officials to forgive the debt. And then he traveled throughout Europe and raised money to restore the Churva shul. And on a Shabbos morning in June of 1851, he was walking through the streets of the city of old city of Yerushalayim and an Arab struck him with a sword. And for months he lied between life and death, and with his family around his bed, he said Shema Yisrael, and he passed away in 1851. And he's the first victim of Israel's Yeshuv that's remembered on this day on Yom HaZikaron. And just 3 weeks ago, on March 27th, a young soldier by the name of Aviad Wolanski, 21 years old, was killed in southern Lebanon. And Aviad Wolanski, who just died over 3 weeks ago, was a great, 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 great grandson of Avram Shlomo Zalman Zorof, who died in 1851. A Jew killed in 1851 in Yerushalayim. His descendant, Aviad Wolanski, 175 years later, killed in southern Lebanon. It's one chain of heroism, of sacrifice, of Mesiras Nefesh for Am Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael. But it's not just a story of Mesiras Nefesh. It's a story of continuous strength and courage and continuation of the faith, of the Emunah, in the destiny of the Jewish people, building from generation to generation, fulfilling ancient dreams of Lashana Haba Yerushalayim. And indeed, when you go to Yerushalayim today, the most beautiful shul in the old city is that Churba Shul, which has been restored to all of its magnificence. And thousands of Yidden come every week to daven and to learn in this Churba Shul that Avram Shlomo Zalman Zorach gave his life for, and that all the subsequent generations continue to perpetuate his legacy. We are the living remembrances, and we should carry on their mysterious nefesh with our Avas Yisrael, our unity, and our love for one another. May the merit of these Kedoshim v'Tahorim be a Melitz Yosha for Klal Yisrael, that we should see Nechama, we should see all the brachas of refuah for all those in need of refuah, and may we ultimately see the redemption, the geula shleima, with the ultimate peace and security. Now going to recite Kapitel Chof. Lam natsayach mizmor ledavid yan chadinei b'yayim sara yisagevcha Hashem elehe Yaakov yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitziyan yisadeka יזכר כל מנחיסך ואילוסך ידש נעשה לו ייתן לך כלבובך וכל עצוסך ימלא נרענן הבישוע שך ובשם אלוהינו נגדל ימלא אדוני כל משאלי שך עתה ידעתי כי הישיע אדוני משיחי יענהו משמי קודשי בגבורי ישע ימינוי אלה ברך ואלה בסוסים ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכר Hey, Makoro v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu, v'anesoidod, Adinoi hoishia, ha-melech yaneinu, v'yem kareinu. Kapitel 121. Shil amalois, esa einay alaharim, me'ayin yavoy ezri, ezri mim adinoi oisei, shamayim v'aretz, al yetem lomait raglacha, ayonum, shemrecha, hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon, shemer yisrael, Adinoi shemrecha, adinoi tzilcha, al yagi minecha, Yom HaMashemesh Liyakeka V'yareach Baloyla Adinoi Yishmarcha Mikolro Yishmeret Nafshecha Adinoi Yishmeteischa V'yecha Me'ata V'yadela Kapitel Kuf Lamed 130 Shir HaMalois Mimamakim Karasicha Adinoi Adinoi Shema B'Koyli Tiena Aznecha Kashulois B'Kol Tachanunoi Emavoy Nois Tishmeya Adinoi Miyamoi Kimcha Haslicha L'ma'an Tivorei Kivisi adinoi kifsa nafshi velidvaro yecholti nafshi ladinoi mishemrim laboiker shemrim laboiker yachel yisrael ladinoi kimadoni hachesed v'arbein loy fedus v'hu yiftes yisrael mikol avoynei sov mishaberach for the chayalei tzahal mishaberach aviseinu avram yitzvot v'yakov hu yivarech as chayalei tzva haganal yisrael v'anshei kachet הביטחון, העמדים על משמר עצינו וראה להינו מגבול אבנים ועד בדבר מצרים ומן היום הגדול עד לבוי הרבה בכל מקום שהם ביבשה באוויר ויום יתן אדוני סביבנו הקם עלינו נגחים לפניהם הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויצול את חיילינו מכל צור וצוקה ומכל מגל מחלו ויש לו ברכה והצלחה בכל מס ידיהם יד בסנינו תחתיהם ויתן בכסי ישועה ותרס נצחון ויקויים במקוסות כי אדוני אלוהיכם אלוהי עמכם ללחם לכם עם אויביכם וישיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. Now going to recite a Mishaberach for all the cholim and cholos. Mishaberach aviseinu Avram Yitzchak ויעקב משה ואהרן דוד השלם והוא יברך כל החולים והחולות. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Lerapesam Lachzikam Lachayesam V'yishlach Lemeherer Refuah Shalemim Neshamayim Lachol Avireim Lachol Gideim B'Sarech Shachel Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf Hashtab Agolav Zman Korei V'Neymar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shiner. Great to have you back on the program. We look forward in Yirat Hashem to having you on again soon. Really incredible. Incredible message and story. Thank you. I want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day.